It's August. What's happening in the natural world? Here is Steve Jones.
It's a cool midsummer morning, and we're up in Upper Gregory Canyon. And we've come here to observe skippers. You know, they're called skippers because of the way they skip through the air and skip through your garden and change directions in a millisecond. And they're only about an inch long. And so some people sort of ignore them, but they're really gorgeous. And they have sort of hybrid characteristics of moths and butterflies with their stout, hairy bodies and their swept back wings when they're perched. Because they've probably never been consumed by humans, they have little fear of us. If you allow your skipper to gaze at you through her doe-like eyes and realize that you're a human being, and she's perched, you can easily move into within a foot or so and observe her and photograph her. It's still cloudy out here, and the butterflies haven't really started moving yet. But we have a sleeping bumblebee on a coneflower here. I don't want to wake it up. That singing towhee is in the shrub thicket just to our south. I think towhees are among our prettiest birds. They're black on the back, and they have sort of rusty breasts, but they have prominent white wing bars and red eyes peering out from their black heads. There, that's the classic song. Three introductory notes, or four introductory notes in a trill. About 65 degrees now, with pretty steady sunlight. So we're going to move up into the main sunlit meadow and hopefully start seeing some skippers. And the bees are awake, and the butterflies will be out in a few minutes. There's a beautiful little bumblebee on the pink Monarda flower. This Monarda, also known as bergamot, is really a popular butterfly and bee plant. It's just full of nectar. Oh, here's our first butterfly. It's a lovely fritillary, deep orange color, and sipping nectar from a Monarda. Oh, a bumblebee just landed on it and dispersed it, and now it's perched on a metal stake here and just enjoying the sunlight. Here's a skipper now checking out the fritillary. It has orange swept back wings with black margins, very prominent black margins. She's perched on a stem of dried grass by herself. As you can see, her brownish, doe-like eyes staring at us, sort of sizing us up. She's about 8 feet in front of us. I'm going to sneak in and try to take a picture. My experience with this time of the day is usually they're pretty tolerant of approach, although we have some downed logs between us and our skipper. She's still right there. One thing, if you're photographing them, you want to stand well within view and let them ascertain that you're human. You want to make sure you don't cast your shadow on them. You want to just move in slowly, and you also want to get down on their level. So I'm going to kneel down on the ground here. So now I'm about 2 feet away, and I'll take a few pictures, and we'll put these up on our Boulder County Audubon website so you can see what these taxiless skippers look like. They're quite beautiful. You can see her antennae. They're short antennae, but they have prominent knobs and then hooks on the knobs. You know, that's unique to skippers. Now I'm going to get even closer. So that was about 10 inches. You don't need a long telephoto lens to photograph butterflies. You just need to understand that you need to give them time to identify you as a person. They're very afraid of movement, sudden movement. I think people make a mistake when they think, oh, I'm going to photograph butterflies, so I'm going to go out in the middle of the morning when it's 85 degrees. They're very active then, but we can see that these are skippers, and butterflies just are tolerating our presence entirely. And this way we really get to observe their behavior, and we're not chasing them around. Four skippers you should really look out for in your garden up here in the foothills are the taxilis, the woodland, both orangey skipper, dun skipper, which is entirely brown, so it's easy to identify, and the common checkered skipper, which is a spread-winged skipper with dark wings with white spots on them. They're all very small, and that's how you start out knowing they're skippers. So to see photos of a half dozen of these, visit our Nature Almanac column on our Boulder County Audubon Society website, bouldercountyaudubon.org.
Steve Jones is a friend of nature and a Boulder naturalist.